following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to take you into the locker room with Des Clark, along with co-host Paul Fresh Clark and Lester Scudder Davis, to tell you like it really is. Although they may get a little unruly at times, it's always sportsmanlike conduct. So let's get into it.
And let's get into it. Welcome, America, to the best internet radio show in all the land. Joined by my co-host today, Lester Scudder Davis, and the best defensive back coach in all of America, Mr. Torian Gray, and myself, Mr. Paul Clark. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Fresh.
What do you say, Fresh?
Hey, man, how you guys doing, man? We got so much to talk about.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We got so much to talk about. We're going to jump into a little NBA, NFL, Pac-10, Big Ten, Scudder, SEC, and so on. But first, I must give thanks to all the people that came out to the Bass Tournament up there with Desmond Clark's 88 Ways Youth Foundation and Morris, Illinois. And, you know, I want to give thanks to all the sponsors that contributed. And Des, I know he had a good time out there catching fish, but I just want to know, did he catch the biggest fish, Scudder?
Well, that's going to remain to be seen. He probably going to come home and tell us he did. He's going to probably tell us, I had him all the way up to the edge and the line popped up.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Dad, think he's a pool shark. You know, he want to, you know, let everybody know that he had a good time beating everybody in pool and participating and shooting pool up there. He's somewhat of a pool shark. But, Scudder, I know you can't second that one.
Well, listen here. If they say he can shoot pool, I believe until I see it. But then again, all the good folks up there in Morris, hopefully they'll be calling in to tell us just what went on this past weekend, Fred.
I know it will. Well, hey, Desmond and Torian got into a little one-on-one pool battle one time at Des' house over there, but I'm going to leave that alone. Man, let's jump into your boy, Mr. California Cool, Kobe Bryant. Scudder, is he going to be California Cool tonight, or he just going to heat the place up? Which one is it?
Well, you know, Fresh, let's be honest about it. You know what you're going to get from Kobe every night. You know that. It's about those other four guys out there with him that's the puzzle right now. Are they going to be tough tonight? I don't know. But just speaking on Kobe, yeah, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get it all from Kobe.
So you're pretty much saying the supporting cast is suspect.
Ain't no pretty much saying it. It's just the way it is, Fresh. I mean, if they don't get a nasty game from Gasol, if they don't get help from Odom, if our tests don't get better, I mean, if not so much the offense, I think Kobe can almost carry them offensively. You know, they can get it, chime in a little bit, but defensively, Boston is having it away. And the worst thing that ever happened to L.A. was when the big four got rolling, all four of those guys, and they rolling now. So L.A. got, you know, they got to tighten up.
Now, you being a Laker fan, can Kobe do something in game six? Can the Lakers win?
Yes. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I'm a Laker fan. I'm just saying that because I think I know basketball. I feel like they're going to have a different intensity tonight. I mean, because they're back against what? This is it. There's no game seven until tonight is game seven for the Lakers.
Yeah, so I agree with that.
I think they're going to have a good performance.
Now, Torian, you are the best defensive back coach in all the land, but give us your opinion on the NBA Finals. Do you see Lakers winning game six?
I do see the Lakers winning game six, and me not being a Laker fan, it's tough for me to say that. But them going back home in a must-win situation like this, I do see them pulling out this game. Although I love Boston, I love their team and their chemistry and how they play together. But the key two words to this series right now, to me, Fresh and Scudder, is Andrew Bynum. When Andrew Bynum, he's been battling that leg injury, but when he's been healthy, the Lakers were clearly the dominant superior team. Since he's really gotten injured, the Boston Celtics and Kevin Garnett's finally come alive, but all that's been coincided with Andrew Bynum health in that knee, and that's really, to me, turns the tide of this series.
Coach, I agree with what Coach say 100%, because Andrew's leg is not allowing him to have his explosiveness. And the boy Kendrick Pershing them putting that, he putting them 270 on him, and Andrew really can't move because of that leg, so he's neutralized.
But I tell you what, so will it be like 2 years ago with the Boston Celtics just call the Lakers soft, or the Lakers just gonna man up and do something about it?
Hey, Fresh, hey, let me tell you, got you two guys something. What? And I'm a Laker fan, but I'm gonna call it like I see it. The Lakers looking a lot like that team from 2008, man. Getting pushed around, getting smacked, getting kicked in the butt, getting the candy tucked from them. And it's scary. But tonight I think they'll rise up, though.
Man,
I'm gonna tell you
what,
amazing.
Game five,
what
I was so impressed with Rondo.
Do, though. I tell you, you look through those first three games. First four games, or really the first three, the Lakers are a more talented team, and that soft label was not upon the Lakers those first three games. That's why I say the two words in this series is Andrew Bynum. He gave them a presence. Paul Gasol has gotten tougher, but since Bynum's been ineffective, you know, it's tough to handle those Celtics bigs as far as Paul Gasol by himself. That's just a tough order, and then Lamar Odom has been missing in action this series, so to me, Andrew Bynum is really, his health has turned this series around.
Hey, Coach, let me tell you this, and all you Sports America, and I don't care what they say about me. Listen, sometimes when I'm watching Lamar Odom, I wish Khloe Kardashian was out there. A lot tougher than Lamar, man.
Why is that, Scooter?
I mean, look like she brings more toughness than he does sometimes. Sometimes Lamar look like he's just so, you know, please do not touch me. This is not the game for me to be getting any bruises or bumps. I mean, I'm serious. And I don't think anybody can handle Lamar if he have the toughness to where, hey, I'm putting my body on the line, I'm going at it. You know, he's hard to handle. But
you are correct. To be 6'11" and to have the skill set, or 6'9" or 6'11", and have the skill set that Lamar Odom has, you know, no, Fresh, with you being the best AAU coach in the country and the way you coach your team, you coach them with a whole bunch of oomph. And Lamar Odom, everybody just doesn't have that oomph. And as talented as a guy he is, and I know your guys have played against some guys that have been talented in your AAU circuit, Fresh, but if those guys don't have oomph, you can take the game out of their hands a lot of times. And Odom apparently is one of those guys you can – take the game away from, or mentally he's just not tough enough to get himself involved to his talent level.
Well, I tell you what, guys, I think the worst thing that can happen to you is you lose a game on your own home court, and I would really hate for the Lakers to lose that game on the home court. I'm taking the Lakers tonight by 8. Scudder, give me your prediction.
I think the Lakers by tonight by 14.
Great, man. Let me hear it.
Boston is a scrappy team, and I'm hoping and praying that it can go either way, because I love the Boston. I think they play with that oomph, and I'm a big oomph guy myself, but I think the Lakers will pull it out in a closer game by 4.
By 4. Whatever you have in America. Fresh got them 8. Scudder got them 14. Gray got them by 4. Well, Gray, you being the best college football defensive back coach in all the land, they might respect your opinion in football, but I don't know how good it'll stand in the NBA Finals.
That's all right. That's why they play the game. We'll find out here later on.
Play the game. But like you said earlier, Scudder, Lamar Odom does bring a presence when he comes to play. But I tell you one thing about it, man. Kobe, his psyche is just unreal sometimes, the way he prepares himself, and it just shows that he's so mentally prepared to play. And I don't think the other players with the Lakers are never on his same mental. They don't come into the game mentally prepared like Kobe does. You just see the swagger that he comes in the game with, and the way he approaches the game. I don't think the other guys prepare themselves mentally the way that Kobe does.
Hey, Fresh, I couldn't say it no better if I was saying it myself. You're dead right. I mean, Kobe, he's a rare breed. I mean, Kobe is a true Hall of Famer. I mean, one of the lifetime players, you know, a Jordan type, Russell, Chamberlain, you know, type player, you know what I'm saying. Well, anyway, the guys around him just mentally cannot get up to that level. And it's just going to be real, real tough for them tonight. I mean, if the team can get halfway mentally tough as him tonight, I think they'll be okay.
Well, I like Gasol, and I think I like what he brings to the table. And I know he's sick and tired of having the soft – label tag to him. So I'm looking for him to come out and put up a double-double. They just got to do something about Rondo running around the court, getting all those steals, looking like he Bugs Bunny.
I don't think they can do anything with him. I really don't.
I mean, Gray, what do you say about trying to make Rondo play the whole court and both ends of the court and just being a nuisance on defense? They got to find a way to neutralize that guy.
You know what? With a guy like Rondo, Rondo's just a unique guy. You got a 6'1 guy who plays like he's 6'5, 6'6, and they say with his arm length,
exactly.
You know, he's like 6'9. But Rondo's got that extra can of oomph that he plays with, man. He's just got a knack to rebound the balls to be such a small guy. He's got a knack to poke the ball away when a defender gets by him and just make huge, uncanny plays. And how do you defend a guy like that? Well, I think the Lakers are doing what they can do. You got Kobe playing 30 feet off of him, trying to give him the jump shot. But Rondo still finds a way to make himself effective in the game. And he's just a unique talent.
Hey, Scott, I tell you what, I'm gonna go ahead and patent this name, the word oomph, before somebody steal my idea, even though it probably was Torian's idea about 10 years ago. Oomph can be defined as the inner ability to dig deep at any moment when everybody else is drained. America, that's what oomph is about. And you have to have oomph to play the game. So, Torian, you know that firsthand. I know everybody keep hearing us throw that word around. I just want to clarify that and let everybody know what oomph means. That's the inner ability to dig deep when everybody else is dog tired. Just watch a Gatorade commercial. Those guys on that Gatorade commercials, they have oomph. Scott, you like to tell people you played with plenty of oomph back in your day.
Oh, yeah, and still probably will with plenty of. I mean, you get me in the right situation, put me in the right system.
There you go, Gray. There you go. You never been around Scudder. Welcome to Sportsman Like Conduct.
hey, Scudder, now I'm sure it was the day where you were the Kobe. Right now, you're the defensive, you're the role guy right now, I'm sure, at this stage of your career. But I'm sure back in the day, you were the man.
hey, back in the day, Kobe would be deferring to me, Coach.
Ooh,
yeah, really? I would be the last option in the offense. I mean, the ball would be always in my hand with the last 6 seconds.
Well, I tell you what, America, we got so much more to talk about. And when we come back after this break, we'll be talking about NFL players. And will it be one day put in their contracts to keep these guys out of bars? You see everything happening with Vince Young and some of the other players in the media. Will it be put in the NFL's player contract to stay out of bars or not? What do you think? Chime in. Hit us up on 888-386-9144. And we'll be right back. This is Sportsmanlike Conduct.
Your internet flagship station for sports. Voice America Sports.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
The Sports Mavericks Show redefines the elite athlete by bridging the gap between parents, athletes, and the community. Host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, brings to the Voice America Network original programming, balancing the pursuit of academic excellence and sports participation. The Sports Mavericks Show airs every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Listeners will be engaged in straightforward talk, spontaneous and unscripted, by the experts. Ida and her guests will explore the challenges of success and failure in sports and will help athletes and their parents navigate the transition from high school, college, and then on to the pros. We put fun back into sports and recognize role models in sports through our Sports Mavericks All-Star Award program. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ida Moyet and the Sports Mavericks Show right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Money. We love it, we hate it, and everything in between. You can be the master of your life and your own economics. Join Professor Lori LaMantia each week for the program Making Peace with Money. Laurie will help you realize the power to create fulfillment in your life and shed new light on your money madness. You'll learn how to make peace with money and feel the joy and freedom renewed in your life. Making Peace with Money is broadcast live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
Take the bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct with Des Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis. If you want in on the action, please call into the show at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Now, back to Sportsmanlike Conduct.
And we are back, Sports America, with so much news to talk about. What better way to start off the second segment and pose a question to America? Should it be put in the NFL's players' contract to stay out of bars? Scudder, what's your opinion on that?
Wow. You asked the right man to all fresh. I mean, it might be finna get to that. I mean, Vince Young is pushing them real close to finna start doing something crazy like that, because his actions these last few days, you know, you got to wonder. You guys, every time you get around a strip bar, and some naked flesh and some money go to flying and some alcohol, you go crazy. So they might just do that. I don't know. Let's hope not, but hey, you never know.
But, you know, you got more bars than people like to claim them, say about them. You know, it's not just strip bars. It's bars in general. But the way I feel about it, man, the whole NFL is on probation. Something that you said on the break kind of stuck out to me about, you know, he's going to come down on Vince Young. I really don't think so. I think Vince Young is a stand-up guy. He got a little hot-headed and kind of lunged at the guy, which he shouldn't have. And he might get in some trouble about this, but I think Vince Young is a guy that you don't have to worry about in the future getting in trouble. That's just my own opinion. But the NFL, the whole entire NFL is on probation, let me tell it, as long as Rodgers is in control, because if you do anything with the TV and media coverage you have today, NFL Network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's going to be put on the bottom of that flash that's coming across the screen, and Goodell has to come out and make a decision. Regardless if you jaywalk, anything from something minor to something severe is going to be brought to the world's attention, and some of it is unjust to the NFL players, some of it is. I mean, Torian, what's your stance on this?
My stance on this, Fresh, is you got a commissioner who is doing the right thing as far as cleaning up the image of the NFL, but I vehemently disagree, Scudder, as far as there ever being in a contract of guys not being able to go to bars. You can't take an instance for what one guy did and I mean, that's like getting into your Second Amendment's right. I got this job, but what job out there is it where you can't go to a bar? It's the decisions that you make. And because of Vince's decision, that's not going to affect the other 99% of the guys in the NFL. You got a guy who, a starting quarterback of an NFL franchise, who himself has got to make more positive decisions. And when you're out at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and there's alcohol involved and you got women involved, And even if that situation happens, there's plenty of guys go to the script club. Hell, I went to the script club a lot, and I played pro bowl, and I'm not a high profile guy like Vince Young was. But if somebody was to give me an upside down Virginia Tech signal, I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm sorry, you don't like us, or you know, you're probably right. You know, I'm not gonna appease and give that guy the satisfaction of knowing that he got to me. But you know, we're all men, and Vince got an ego, and University of Texas, he plays for the Tennessee Titans. You just got to be smarter than that and make better decisions. But I do not see it ever getting to that point where a commissioner can rule the lives of guys. And would they patrol that anyway?
I don't know how they would patrol it, but I tell you what, you can ask Roethlisberger about his situation right now, and he probably can tell Vince Young straight up what not to do.
Hey,
no
Coach, Fresh, this is how these owners are going to word these contracts here in the near future. If you get caught in these balls, showing your tail, jump or fighting because somebody gave you the upside-down T of your school or whatever, and you can't control your actions, this is coming out your check. So then we'll see how many guys act a little better when they go to the strip club.
Hey, the biggest deterrent you can have is money now. If they
Exactly. That's how they go
behavior
clauses
in
your
contract.
You can't stop them.
And they start hitting you in the wallet. Now, that's going to affect you. But as far as them controlling them going to a bar, I don't think it can get to that part.
I don't think it can get to that. I got to retract. I don't think it'll get to that. Hopefully it never gets to that because you still, this is America. You got the freedom to go in all these spots. But I think that he's going to put a little more, you know, you guys going to be accountable and you're going to have to control yourself in these spots. Because I look at Vince, you the face of the franchise.
No question.
Wait a minute. This is the Tennessee Titans. You Texas, yeah, I know that's your alma mater, but you got a guy who's licking up and he want to egg you. He gives you the upside down horn and now you want to kick him in his butt. Well, get him outside with a camera and whoop him. He got to think a little better than that. You the franchise. You,
no
Roethlisberger, you guys, come on, y'all got to stop it. Now, if that had been me, old Scudder, they'd say, well, let the dude whoop Scudder. But you, Vince, strong, you the face.
Well, I agree with you guys. I think the entire country agrees with you that Vince Young has to make better decisions. But one thing I disagree with is the commissioner or just the hearsay about trying to discipline guys before they get into trouble, meaning that you're putting all these rules into place saying if you do this, this is going to happen. If you do that, this will happen. So some things warrant themselves, but some things you have to realize these are grown men. It's just a small percentage of the NFL that goes out and make these mistakes. I think overall NFL is the best business in all of America. And it should act like it. It's just that this is America's pastime, along with baseball. I don't want my baseball listeners calling bashing me. So this is America's pastime with baseball, and we have to just clean it up and keep it clean. Roger Goodell is doing the right thing in that stance, but also we have to be fair and be partial across the board at how we hand out these suspensions and sanctions. But speaking about sanctions, guys, what about USC and the Pac-10? The Pac-10 whole Reggie Bush. Should we take away his Heisman, Scudder?
Wow. You know, because this is the argument everybody got. He did it on the field. He went out on the field, even though he might have got a few dollars for after he ran and got the Heisman, you know, whatever. But he did it on the field. And I'm a back the guy that did it on the field. You know, he did it on the field. He was a bad dude.
Well, dog, Scudder, you don't care nothing about taking thousands of dollars from boosters, balling in these clubs, having shoeboxes full of money, taking Kim Kardashian around the world on boosters' money. That's not illegal.
Wait a minute, Fresh. He had money in his shoebox? Yeah, he
had in his shoebox.
He's supposed to get 100 yield. But,
yeah.
I understand where you're going. Listen. Hey, Reggie was wrong if he was doing that illegal because it's against the rules. Number one, if you do, you wrong. But now, is the death penalty taking his Heisman? That is the question. I don't think so.
Gotcha. Well, you got to think if a player that's with that caliber of athletic ability, you know, talking about winning the Heisman and keeping the Heisman. I mean, the Heisman stands for a lot of things, guys. I mean, for one, it's character. The guys that came before him, the guys that have come after him. If you're going to be put in that prestige and that fraternity, you're going to be held to a higher standard, and rightfully so. So I'm kind of on the fence with that one, Scudder, but due to the sanctions or whatnot, I could see them coming back and taking that Heisman from him. What do you see, Gray?
Woo, that's a tough one. Can they really come back and retroactive take the Heisman from Reggie Bush? That's a tough one right there. Should they take the Heisman? I'm going to go on the side of the fence that says Reggie Bush taking whatever amount of money did not stop Reggie Bush from going out there and being the best player and the most dynamic player in college football during the time he was there at USC, the year that he won the Heisman. Now, it's tough for me to swallow being a football coach, knowing that there's possibly teams I could be competing against that have guys that are taking $100,000, $200,000 and are out there playing against us. But because this happened, you know, and maybe I'm being biased here, but because it happened back 6-7 years ago or however long it was when Reggie was at USC, I just don't think they can take that back from him, you know, with this much time separated from it. I'm putting a statute of limitation on it.
Wow, wow. Judge Joe Bryant over here.
Ooh, you went deep on me, Coach.
He went to the court system on a statute of limitations.
Hey, I tell you what, though. I understand where you're coming from about the statute of limitations, Gray. But and I'm kind of on the fence with that one because the NCAA is coming down on USC. But I tell you what, 30 scholarships in 3 years, all USC have to do is call Luther Campbell down there in Miami,
ooh,
and Jamie German and those guys that helped take down that Miami empire and tell them how to be in about 4 years from now.
Ooh-wee,
I tell you what, boy, when I was playing at Virginia Tech and we were trying to be an up-and-coming college program in the country and we finally started to beat Miami and then Miami got those penalties where all the scholarships started getting taken away and that kind of let us get the edge up on Miami. And it's tough to win without good college football player and great college football players. And USC, as good as they are, man, when you start taking 10 scholarships away with this recruiting class and 10 with this class and 10 with this class, you are going, like Miami, you're going to feel the effects. Now, can you bounce back once you get your normal allotment? Obviously, Miami done that and won a couple national championships after that fact, or got to a couple national championship games. But, bro, this is going to hurt, and they will feel the effects just like anybody would.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, Gray. And Miami did win a championship, you know, Ken Dorsey and the boys. And I can remember sitting in those stands, Gray, watching you guys celebrate as you beat Miami. You know, I still tell you, jive with you all the time, say you got a couple question marks, you got a couple asterisks beside your victories against Miami, even though I was going to the Miami-Virginia Tech game on your tickets.
Hey, I understand you being a fan, but hey, that's what we had to do as a Virginia Tech, probably to get ourselves in, to get the confidence to move up in the world, and we appreciate Miami for their generosity, though, Fresh.
Tell you what, man, USC, 30 scholarships in 3 years, that is a lot, and it's just no way that no one, in my opinion, knew about, that they didn't know about what was going on all the way from Pete Carroll all the way down to Reggie Bush. Something happened where there's smoke. There's fire, there's smoke. I'm sorry. But I tell you what, guys, what do you say about the Pac-10, the Big Ten, the SEC, all of this stuff unraveling, unfolding? I tell you what, we got Nebraska going to the Big Ten, Colorado going to the Pac-10. We'll discuss all these moves when we come back after this break.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need a bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Are you ready for a fresh, candid, and entertaining look at sports? It's time for a radio show that doesn't tackle sports like everyone else. Join former NFL player Nick Murphy for Murphy's Law. Hear it directly from your favorite pro and collegiate athletes, coaches, and media personalities as they dissect what's going on in the world of sports. It's sports, entertainment, and fun, and it's all part of Murphy's Law. Tune in Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Ready?
Radio by George is a lifestyle program dedicated to improving the lives of listeners by focusing on the holistic growth of their mind, body, and spirit. Host Eddie George shares his life experiences as well as the experiences of his guest commentators and experts with the listening audience to focus them toward reaching their personal and professional goals. Tune in every Monday afternoon at 1 p.m. PST, 4 p.m. EST to Radio by George on the Voice America channel and learn more from the life experiences of a man who went from being a somewhat unruly kid in the streets of Philadelphia to a retired professional athlete who has become a role model for not only young people, but for businessmen and women globally. Plan to spend your Monday afternoons with Eddie George and his empowering talk radio show, Radio by George. That's every Monday at 1 p.m. PST, right here on the Voice America channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct with Des Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis. If you want in on the action, please call into the show at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Now, back to Sportsmanlike Conduct.
And we are back, ready to give it to you. College football, Nebraska to the Big Ten, Mr. Scudder Davis. How long has this been in the water streaming to the Big Ten, or is this something that just came about all of a sudden, Scudder?
But to be honest with you, you're fresh. I'm the Mr. Big, the sports man, and this got over my head. I didn't know all this was in the works, man. I mean, I knew these conferences was kind of rumored about, you know, getting more teams to come up with some, you know, these mega conferences, as they call them, all. But this, I didn't see this coming, and not but kudos to the Big 12. Everybody, them couple of teams that took off, they say they're gonna stick together and they're gonna hold the conference together. So kudos to the Big 12.
And Mr. Osborne himself approved of this. That means his history goes down as well. Not that it goes down or goes away. It's just that it'll be changed now when Nebraska going to the Big 10 out of the Big 12. Gray, what's your opinion on this, Nebraska moving to the Big Ten?
Fresh. One thing one of my older coaches on my staff always say is follow the money. If it don't make sense to you, follow the money. So everything, tradition means nothing right now these days anymore. Everything, you got to follow the money.
You got to follow the money.
If you're not sure about something, follow the money. Because Nebraska... And I don't know the intricacies of what was going on with everything, but I heard one of the sports casters say that Nebraska was not happy with how the money was dealt to them in the Big 12 conference. In the Big 12, unlike the Big 10, you know, they got their own TV network, and they're making so much more money than any other conference out there, and that's why part of Texas' deal of staying in the Big 12 was because Texas – They're the big pie, and Texas was going to control everything.
Well, I tell you what,
and they're going to get like $20 million a year or whatnot from TV revenues, and the other schools are going to get like $15 to $17 million. But it's about the money, Fresh.
Well, it was about the money, and Nebraska moved the Big Ten, and you're right, they gave Texas an even bigger share of the money because to keep Texas from bolting to the SEC or the Pac-10, they gave a $20, $30 million contract to the Big 12. But I tell you what, you said chase the money, I'm going out west and chasing my buddy, Mr. Big Dan Miller, on the line.
The money, Texas and the Pac-10, come on now. Can't have that.
I know we can't have that, Dan. What do you say, Dan? What do you have for us today?
But that proves that, yeah, your caller's right. Your man's right. They're following whoever's giving the money out, I'm there. I'll call myself anything, you know? Right? Exactly. Now, come on now, take a time out here and talk a little bit about game tonight. Big game tonight, by the way. Lakers-Celtics, you know that.
Hello?
Yeah, it is a big game tonight. You missed us early. Everybody picked the Lakers.
Oh, well, that's because that'll happen. That's all there is. I just have to say, that's what it's just been that way. Boston has been that way forever. Defense triggers the offense. You notice that? It's always been that way since 1800s, whenever. And the Lakers, their style is always the same. Relentless offense, and as Avery Johnson would say, transition defense.
I tell you what, Dan, I hope you're not right, and America probably hopes you're not right, because everybody would love to see this game go to Game 7.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm afraid, you know, Celtics know how to win that seventh game on the other guy's court. So, yeah, this could be interesting, you know. And Phil Jackson, that's his style, to have a game dominator, a go-to guy with a good number two guy. And that's how the Lakers have been ever since Elgin Baylor.
Wow.
Mike and...
Wow.
There's always one go-to guy, and Boston's got this team concept, you know. They might have an MVP, but there's always a JoJo White, a Ray Allen, a Kevin McHale, a Charmin, whatever. That's there. So it's happening all over again. Please, no. I need an L.A. win.
Got you, Big Dan. Hey, Dan, thanks for giving us a call. Shout us out anytime, man. And you know, as always, keep being a frequent caller.
Hey, Fresh, you're doing a good job, man. I think you got a show going. All right, take care,
hey,
man.
Appreciate it, Big Dan.
Thank you.
Hey, Dan's a frequent caller. He joins us all the time. He didn't give us a punchline today, though, Scudder, but, you know,
yeah,
Dan, he'll keep us posted. But with Nebraska going to the Big Ten, gentlemen, Texas is not going to suffer a loss at all. Texas is really going to gain more money with the TV revenue between ESPN and ABC. I don't see Texas losing anything. What about you, Scudder?
Well, you're right, Fresh, because Texas is Texas. They got it. They got the name Texas. That's like the Gators. If they were to leave the SEC, go over to the Mountain West, guess what? The shift of power is shifting right over there.
And Texas A&M has to be feeling really good.
Real good, man.
They would not leave without A&M. Wow.
Exactly. That's loyalty.
Great. Do you think if Virginia and Virginia Tech was in a similar situation, do you think your brother in Virginia would have your back?
Heck no, man.
I tell you what, though.
Virginia didn't want us to get into the ACC with them, just as an example of that, because now that puts us on a 11 playing field when Tech was coming from the Big East. So the one thing about Texas, man, and they say everything in Texas is big, but, you know, just kind of listen to what was going on there. They were saying the legislators would not let, you know, those couple of schools separate, Texas Tech, Texas A&M. And I'm telling you, that's big political clout. And I think that's awesome. You know, I really do think that's kudos to Texas.
Yeah, I do think that is awesome, because if the similar thing was to happen in Florida, Florida wouldn't give a goddamn about Florida State.
No, they gone. They following the money.
But what's more appealing from Nebraska going to the Big Ten is Colorado bolting for the Pac-10, and I think Colorado anticipated Texas and Texas A&M and Oklahoma joining them, and they tried to just be front runners and be the guys to say, I told you so. And I believe it backfired on them. Now Colorado stuck out there all alone, which they already were in a financial situation. It's going to get worse.
I'm going to disagree with you there, Fresh. You know, to me, you got to be ahead of the curve. If you're Colorado had the potential of getting left out the mix altogether. So if they thought all those other schools were going to join the Pac-10 and become the Pac-16, there were discussions in there that Baylor may go over Colorado or whatnot. So if I'm the AD at Colorado, I'm saying we better jump on this ship. And, you know, I don't think Colorado comes off any worse in the situation. They protected themselves. And even though the Big 12 the rest of the Big 12 didn't go to the Pac-10. Well, they're only the Big 10 now, and Colorado is going to be part of a conference that can have a conference championship and those type of things. So I think for Colorado, they protected their own interests.
Yeah, they did protect their own interests, but their interest was also invested with Texas A&M, Texas, and Oklahoma
probably pursuing and doing the same thing. So I believe they jumped the gun at, with the anticipation of those other teams coming, but it's not coming now, so they kind of left out there to dry. But I do tell you what, I would have loved to see Texas join the SEC.
Oh, yeah. Wee. Wouldn't that have been
you
nice?
You imagine the conference. SEC, in my book, is hands down the number one conference in all the land. What could you say about it if Texas were to join?
Well, the first thing I want to say, Fresh, is this. Just think about, and Coach Gray, you can attest to this, it's already bad in recruiting with you coaches, but just think about the recruiting wars between Texas and Florida to be in that conference. Oh, my goodness. Ooh.
Wow. It would just, Scott, it would just raise the ante. It's already hard enough. And then when you got those guys in the same conference and they're trying to recruit the same players, I mean, you want to be fair in recruiting and all those things, but you kind of making it where, man, I may feel like, you as a coach, you may feel like you got to do something extra to try to get these guys because your livelihood depends on getting those players.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you what, if you know, Texas is staying put, but one thing has changed, the Big 12 won't have a conference championship game. So that proves to be a bigger dividend of a pie for these Texas schools, but now they're asked to go out and schedule the big-time opponents when they're non-conference schedule. So hopefully we can get to see a Texas versus Virginia Tech like we can see a Virginia Tech versus Boise State at the beginning of the season, or we can see a Texas versus Florida at the beginning of the season. What's your opinion? Will the Big 12 jump out and schedule the SEC opponents?
Yeah, they butter. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity. You know, I mean, all they got to do is call up the AD and say, hey, man, put me on your schedule. Call Miami. Call the Gators and say, hey, man, we want to play you.
Now, I believe Texas and Nebraska would be a rivalry now.
Well, hey. I think this is better happen with Texas to me, and I may be wrong, but I think Texas needs to and will have to, because they don't have the championship game, go out and schedule at least one tough non-conference game, if not two, because without that conference championship game, as big as Texas is, and Texas may be the exception, you tend to get forgotten about. Do you remember a couple years ago when Ohio State, because the Big Ten doesn't have a conference championship game, got passed by Florida to play in the championship game? I think if I'm saying that right, because from the end of November, they didn't play another game, and then by Florida winning the SEC championship game,
correct,
even though they had lost, they ended up getting in a national championship game. You know, I may have my teams wrong, but I know Ohio State was left out of the national championship picture.
Correct. You are right. They got because of the win of the SEC championship game, and that does pose a question. So Texas does have to go out. And Texas have to go out and play these tough non-conference opponents. And I'm not talking about in-state rivals. I'm talking about getting out of there, playing the Florida States and the Miamis, and playing them on a regular basis now, maybe a home and away series. But I tell you what, after this break, guys, we're going to come back and we're going to talk some college recruiting with the best defensive back coach in all of the land. Joining us today for this great discussion, Mr. Torian Gray himself.
All right.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
It's football, pop culture, and everything in between. Get ready for The Game Plan with Anthony Herron, a.k.a. Big Ant. Anthony has a background in college and professional football and brings the player, coach, and broadcaster perspective to this weekly roundup of the top sports news and events. Big Ant wants to hear from you, too. Tune in to The Game Plan with Anthony Herron every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. It's game time.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network with hunting and fishing info news, talking about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and getting more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for IS Outdoors on the Voice America Sports Channel. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they are also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. IS Outdoors offers brisk interaction with the audience, soliciting opinions and questions on a wide range of outdoors subjects. Tune in every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time to the IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports.
You're listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct with Des Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis. If you want in on the action, please call into the show at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Now, back to Sportsmanlike Conduct.
Sportsmanlike Conduct. We're back again with my co-host, Lester Scudder Davis, and my other co-host, Torian Gray, the best defensive back coach in all the land from Virginia Tech Hokies. Guys, I tell you what, one thing about college football, you have to be able to recruit. And if you can't recruit and win your home state, you're probably not going to be successful. But even after you win your home state, you got to go down south. You got to come to Florida, Georgia, Texas, and you have to go out west to handpick opponents, teams, and players out there in California, seeking you pluck one or two from there and maybe go to junior college, just depending on your situation. Tori, can you tell us from a coach's standpoint, when you go out and recruit an athlete at any position, what are some of the things you look at going into someone's household?
Well, when you go into, first of all, just being honest about the whole recruiting thing, you're obviously going to fall in love at first sight by the player's video. And then the other factors come into play. But first of all, we want to be wild within the first five plays that we look at a guy on film. You know, you want to have that wow factor. You know, it depends on the level you're recruiting at, but at Virginia Tech, we got to be wild. And then once you got the wow factor, now you want to find out the other intangibles. What kind of family does he got? What's his work ethic in the classroom? You know, what are the teachers are going to say about him? What is his coaches, what are they saying about him? You know, if you ask about the kid's character and the coach kind of paused there for a second, you know, things like that kind of throw up a red flag. You know, a kid who's got a good family background, or if he don't have a good family background, meaning his mom and his dad, you know, does he have a good mentor, somebody that's really looking out for him and someone that's showing him how to do the right things in life? So it's obviously how good of a player he is initially, and then it's getting into the other intangibles about the kid.
And that's saying a lot. The intangibles go a long way because I guess, you know, a kid can be all of that on the field and you go into his community and you find out he's something that not going to fit in your program. What do you say to your coaches when you go back to your school? Say, I know you're a defensive back coach, but you're sent down to Florida or Georgia to get an offensive player, of a wide receiver, or someone of that nature, and he fits the bill athletically, but then academically or just his character is not up to par. Do you turn that kid away?
Well, interesting you ask that, because I had a personal situation with a kid like that we recruited outside of our home state. And the kid was on the ESPN 150 top players in the country, great, great talent. And the kid committed to us. And I come to find out the kid senior year, well, man, why hasn't the kid played for three games? Then when we got a bye week or something, go down there and talk to the coach and kind of get it. Because obviously a kid's not going to tell you on the phone the real situation of, man, why they're not playing. And we're talking about a kid who's one of the top 150 guys in the country. And then you go and find out that, you know, he's had some issues, not getting along with the coaches and those type of things. And how can I go back and tell my boss, you know, coach, we need to bring this guy on up, you know, because now I got to look at my group and understand our team and know, man, this from a chemistry standpoint, this kid's not going to fit in. And it was a situation where we ended up, you know, letting the kid decommit and kind of go do his own thing there. So a lot of those things, depending on what school you are and how your head coach is, come into huge factors.
Wow. Wow, you're saying a lot. But one thing that we want to get out the way right now, since you're on the air, we got a guy that's over the hill always telling me what he can do, and he swear he got 2 years of eligibility left. Can you tell Mr. Scudder Davis that he is not wanted right now?
Hey, we talked about back in the day. But right now, if my job depended on you coming out there and helping us with games right now, Scudder, I just don't know if I'm willing to take that chance, Scudder. Now, back in the day, man, I jumped on it in a heartbeat, man. But I just don't know if them 2 years of eligibility is going to be worth it right now, Scudder. I hope you can handle that, man.
Hey, Coach Gray, I'm still a situational player. If the situation is right, I will play. Hey, I got a question I want. Well, it's not a question. It's something I want to tell you. You being a recruiter, a coach, a recruiter, and I know this is a fine line. Just when we're talking about kids, you know, and you find out and you dig a little bit into his background, you know, he got a, you know, he might come from a single parent home or his mentors are not that well, you know, because I mean, it is what it is. Let's keep it real.
All right.
You know, I know you want, you know, you got, here go this super athlete, this guy, man, God, like you say, the first few plays you look at him on film, you like, wow, I got to have him. But then you go and look at the other things that's going on, and is academically, you know, he might not be with you. And I know it's a thin line. I know you hate to have to take your hand off and say, wow, I'm going to probably have to miss this one because the intangibles are just so much that the school is probably not, you're not even going to let me get it.
Right. Well, life isn't fair, and different situations are treated differently. You know, you take a guy like Terrell Owens with the abundance of talent that Terrell had, he was always going to have the chance to play for another team in the NFL because he was just that talented.
Right.
But now as his talent level diminished, well, people aren't taking that chance with him right now. There aren't as many teams that are going to be willing to take that chance. So my point in saying that, Scudder, is that if a guy's just so super talented, but he has these issues, if he's that super of a talented guy, somebody's going to end up working through those issues with him. So,
Coach, let's keep it real. You got some coaches going to break the rules to get him there.
No question.
I mean, it's going to happen. It happens in big-time college. Sports America, if you don't believe it, pick up your newspaper and look on the ESPN. Every day, the big-time coaches and recruiters, they breaking these rules to get these kids. But, hey, they got to win. Their livelihood depends on it.
No question. There's no question. If a guy is a, you know, you put guys in different categories, you got your 3-star, 4-star, 5-star recruits, and to me, a lot of that, you know, it gives you credence, but to me, you know, some guys you look at and like, man, this guy's a life changer, and that means for the next 3 or 4 years, he's going to change the life. And for some of those life changers, you know, some guys are going to do no matter what they can to get those guys, and then there's some coaches who, you know, I think we'll try to make do without it, you know.
Right.
So
right.
That's just going to be the case.
Right. Hey, let me one more thing, Coach. That's the beauty of Florida. You can come down to Florida, man, and just take your time and just hand pick what you want. Now, just speaking of Polk County schools, And I'm going to tell you this and all the coaches out there in America, if you come and recruit to Florida, go to Kathleen High if you want some linebackers. Look at all of them. If you want speed, get out there to Lakeland Dreadnoughts. They running wild out there. They running 9 flat 100s.
Okay.
Guys going out to Frostproof. They got guys, offensive linemen. I mean, it's just so fertile in Florida till you ain't got to cheat. Come down to Florida and get what you need.
Hey, well, heard that, guys.
And got two more years of eligibility.
Sutter just set him out for a grade, but I must tell the story once again since I got my man Gray on the phone. Torian told me way back in 99 or 98 that he had a quarterback on his roster by the name of Michael Vick, and he told me and my best friend then, he said Michael Vick would be the number one overall draft pick in the NFL, and that was before we even seen Michael Vick get on the field and throw a football, and we asked Torian, could he stand a drug test? And I tell you what, he proved to be right. So I second that note. My boy is the best recruiter and defensive back coach in all the land from Virginia Tech Hokies, and I wish them well this year. They're going to go out and attack Boise State in that first game, which would be great. But I tell you what, you won't find a finer coach and a finer sports show in all the land. This is Sportsmanlike Conduct with your host, Paul Fresh Clark, your co-host, Lester Scudder Davis, and the best defensive back coach in all the land, Torian Gray, and we'll be back with you guys next week.
Take it easy, Dad. We miss you, man.
All right, guy. Hey, Paul Scudder, man, is...
Thanks again for joining us on this week's edition of Sportsmanlike Conduct. Be sure to come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.